Welcome to the Insurance Stream. I'm your host, Dave Bowling. Good to be with you today. Today is Thursday, March 7th, 2024. Got a double feature episode for you today. We're talking about how to design your print materials, making your brand stand out. Today's episode is doubly sponsored, one by Virtual Assistants, Viva Virtual Assistants. They are the virtual assistants for the insurance field. You can outsource those tedious, low-to-no-revenue tasks. These guys are insurance-trained. And then by ePay Policy. These guys are easier payments built just for insurance. You can speed up your reconciliation, bind your policies faster, provide your customers an experience they're going to love. It's powerful tools that make insurance payments a breeze. Go to theinsurancestream.com, click on services for your agency. You see Viva Virtual Assistants and ePay at Payment Processing. We appreciate those sponsorships. So on today's daily insurance meditation, we're talking about how to design eye-catching materials, making your brand stand out. The first thing you want to do when you're doing this is you want to know your target audience. If you are sending stuff to people in an office, maybe have it be food. If you're sending stuff to people that work out in the field, maybe a coffee cup. You want to know your audience. You want to send them something that they're going to appreciate, something that they're going to use. You need to start with a quality logo. If you don't have a quality logo, Canva is great. They have lots of different templates. Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R. You can get quality, affordable logos over there. If you're not design savvy, then that's an easy way to do it. You really want a quality logo. You want to keep that logo simple. You don't want cluttered designs that, you know, dilute your message and make things complicated. You want something that's real easy to understand what it is that you do. You want to make it pop with a little bit of color. You want to have the right font. Use one font. Sticks to a maximum of two. Don't do a bunch of different fonts in your logo because it just makes it too much to read. You want to have some unique shapes in your logo. Whether it's a template that you're using or, you know, some kind of, maybe not like triangles and squares and stuff like that, but like unique shapes that really give your logo that unique look to where if you stripped all the words away, you'd still easily be able to identify who you are. You want to balance your text and white space. The only way to make the design pop is to have that white space in the background. You want to have everything created on grids, so that way it's all even and not like all over the place. You want it to be very even and very structured. You want to have some borders and patterns if you're doing that. Add a little bit of texture. You know, there's lots of 3D logos out there nowadays. It looks great. And when you're doing it, consistency is the key to building a recognizable brand entity. So, you know, you want to have your logo, your color scheme, everything consistently across all of your printed materials. The other tip, you want to keep your text concise. You know, you can use your print materials to, you know, include valuable information about your brand, but it is crucial to keep the text concise and to the point. You don't want to overwhelm your audience with lengthy paragraphs and different things like that. You want to use clear, concise messaging that conveys the essential details effectively. You want to write engaging headlines, calls to action, like attention so-and-so, who it is that you want to pay attention to this message. You want to showcase your unique selling points. Why, in one or two sentences, why should they choose you? What makes you the choice that your target audience should go through? Make it fun. When you're choosing a promotional product, make it something that's a good time, that invokes positive emotions. And then always test it out before you print. You always want to thoroughly review it for errors, for spelling issues, typos, alignment, color discrepancies, anything like that. You want to make sure that all of this stuff checks all the boxes before you go and print. And then, you know, last point, contact a professional. Get a professional company, people that do this for a living, to design this stuff. Somebody with a good reputation that's been doing this a while, because they are going to see things that you don't see. And they want to earn your business. They want you to keep coming back. And the only way for them to get that kind of traction from you is to have a positive experience with the stuff that you get from them in the first place. And this has been your daily insurance meditation.